For World, this is The Sift. I'm Anna Johansson Brown. J.P. Morgan Chase is laying off about 1,000 employees of its First Republic Bank. World's Lauren Canterbury has more.
J.P. Morgan acquired First Republic 4 weeks ago after the smaller bank failed and federal officials seized its assets. The larger bank gave full-time or transitional roles to about 85% of First Republic's 7,000 employees. J.P. Morgan said laid-off employees will receive 60 days of pay and benefits. Some First Republic branches will close. For World, I'm Lauren Canterbury.
The Indiana Attorney General says an abortionist who spoke publicly about an abortion she performed on a child was, quote, an abortion activist acting as a doctor. The state medical board fined Caitlin Bernard $3,000 yesterday for violating the child's privacy. The board did not suspend her license to practice medicine. Bernard told the Indianapolis Star last year that she'd provided an abortion to a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio. AAA says about 42 million people plan to drive or fly this weekend for a Memorial Day trip. Travelers at the Seattle airport are ready to go.
We are going to Disneyland.
Going to Alaska to see my brother.
We've had enough of the day trips and all that stuff, so we thought this was a good time to, like, fly out.
Tourist spots like Orlando, New York, and Las Vegas are the top domestic destinations. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging graduates of Johns Hopkins University to take advantage of the time they have. The president gave a surprise live-streamed commencement speech yesterday.
Every person eventually realizes that time is the most valuable resource on the planet. Not oil or uranium, not lithium or anything else, but time.
Zelensky said young Ukrainians have lost time and opportunities because of the war with Russia. He spoke from Ukraine and thanked American leaders for their support since Russia's invasion last year. NATO is looking for a new Secretary General as Jens Stoltenberg nears the end of his term this fall. Former NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen.
The new Secretary General should fulfill two requirements. Firstly, be able to keep the unity within the alliance. And secondly, be able to speak tough language to Putin.
Former NATO spokesman Jamie Shea said the alliance may select a current prime minister who has already established contacts with international leaders. NATO secretaries general serve four-year terms. For World, I'm Anna Johansson Brown. For more sound journalism grounded in facts and biblical truth, visit thesift.org.